I think it's Jim Stumbo who turned Matthew 28:18-20 into a sandwich. So if you'd like to put that on the board. I just like to have a little memory jogged for me. And so Matthew 18:28, Jesus came and said, "All authority in heaven and earth has been given me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I'm with you always to the end of the earth." What makes a good sandwich? Now, my wife is going to say the bread, but that's not true. No. It's the meat. You got to have the meat. If you don't have the meat, there's no sandwich. Sorry. So the meat of this passage is very simple. Make disciples of all nations. When you read it, sometimes people say there's multiple verbs in here. Go sounds like a verb, but it's not. A literal translating of this passage is to say, make disciples of all nations, going, baptizing, and teaching them. Those are all verses that, those are all action words that reflect what it means to make disciples. But the one verb that in the Greek tense has a command form to it, we are commanded not to go, not to do those other things. They're important. That's how it gets done. But our command is to make disciples. It's not even multiple command. There's just one big chunk of meat in this, and it's the task that's been given to the church. Now, I'll have to admit, the condiments have a big part of a sandwich as well. That's the going, baptizing, teaching. That's the lettuce and tomato and all the stuff that enhances, that makes the sandwich for what it is. And so we want to do that. We say we want to make disciples. We want a congregation that's not just trying to get people to come, but like Eric, and if we would have gone through and started to have people list their ministries in the communities, I wanted Eric's to be representative of that. But there are, as I'm looking around, many of you who are going, and our goal is to be baptizing and teaching and commanding them to obey what God has commanded us. So you got the meat, you got the lettuce and all that. Now we need the bread, right? Well, on both sides of these commands and statements are two promises, two slices of bread, just perfect for your sandwich. So I hope you will always, when you read this passage, you think about the great commission of Matt. You can think of a sandwich, the meat, lettuce, pickles, all that on it. Two wonderful pieces of bread. The first that precedes in verse 18 is, "All authority has been given me in heaven and earth." When the church is sent out to make disciples, it's not a hope so, could be, hope you got what you need. It's, "All authority has been given to me." Christ has all authority to build his kingdom here on earth. And there isn't any entity in the entire universe that can keep Christ from building his church. Amen? No one can stop it. No one can stop the kingdom of God. And so out of that authority, he tells us to go. And we can go with that confidence and assurance. And on the other side, the other piece of bread is the promise in verse 20. "And lo, surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." We're not sent out on our own to try to make something happen. Jesus says, "I am with you." He tells them to wait in Jerusalem. Shortly, they're going to receive the promise from the Father. And that promise is the Holy Spirit, who's going to infill them and engage them and empower them to live and be the witness for Christ. You got the authority of Christ, the presence of Christ makes the sandwich complete. Doesn't anybody want to smile and say, "Hey, that was pretty cute, Jim"? I don't care if I just do it to entertain myself. But I actually have to say, it helps me to remember this passage. And I hope somebody, when you think of the Great Commission, you'll think of the meat, the condiments, and the two slices of bread. Let me make some applications and some of the values that I lead by. And I know this is a day with a lot going on, and so we'll keep moving. I want you to be assured that we make disciples as the primary task of our church. It's the reason for everything we do. Sometimes we've been challenged, do we have a discipleship program in this church? And unfortunately, often what that person means is, do we have a program of classroom work, a systematic follow step by step that turns you into disciple? And we do not have that, but we absolutely have a disciple program, ship program. It's called Everything We Do. So there's not a program. There's not a class. It's not a program. It's not a classwork like getting a degree in mathematics. But everything that we do, I want to assure you, we have this goal in mind. Every sermon I preach, every class, every activity we sponsor, in some way is encouraging you and your family to make disciples. With that in mind, know that relationships are always more important to us than programs. Believe this is the way that we build disciples. It's by modeling and mentoring others as we walk alongside people. That's how, in relationships, we build disciples. And so if you think about the people we've hired over the past couple of years, number of years, first there was Jim Howard, then there was Vince, then there was Eric. All of them, what attracted to us was not their ability to put on a great, you know, bang-bang show, but the relationships that they were to build. Because substance is more important to us than show. There are a lot of congregations that are building large churches, and they do it with quite a splash. That is of little concern to me. What matters to me is that we build character. We want to establish Christ-like character. To do that, integrity is indispensable. And for us, the end never justifies the means. And so we want people that live that and practice that, and we want to encourage your family in that. We said it, thank you for saying it in your comments. The kingdom of God is a higher calling than building our own church. Of course we want our church to grow and be strong, a strong light for people, for Christ in the community. But we are here primarily to build the kingdom of God. And so we will participate fully with other congregations, other Christ followers in other churches. We will participate fully in order to inspire and strengthen our common goals of building the kingdom. We were at the front of the Will Graham celebration and will continue to be, whether it's the National Day of Prayer, Prayer for the Persecuted Church, and different things that our community comes together for. In doing so, we put ourselves second. We're not worrying about whether we get the credit or control. We want to follow Jesus' instruction, who said, blessed are those who are last, blessed are the least, blessed are those who serve, blessed is the younger brother, the child, be like him, and not begrudge or envy the success or the role that others have to play. I am guided by two incredible statements of John the Baptist in his life when he said, a man can receive only what is given to him from heaven. Our responsibility is to carry out the role that God has given to us. And secondly, he said, he must increase, I must decrease. And if in order to expand and grow the kingdom of God, it requires for us to be invisible or unnoticed or not at the front of the line, we do so readily and joyfully. So we'll avoid using words like wanting our church to be the biggest, or the best, or the most. We want the kingdom of God to be those things. We'll avoid self-promotion, wanting primarily to advance his kingdom. With that in mind, since we're to make disciples, we will not be content to minister to the people who come into our building, but we'll seek to be Jesus to the world in our jobs, our neighborhoods, and our community service. I want to remind you that our children are our first arena of discipleship. And like public school, we need consistent education of our children so they know the Bible and the truths of God and life, eternity, moral values. They need to know the Bible so that it can impact how they live and enable them to serve and win others to the Savior. It's already been said, it was here in my notes, I challenge every Christian parent to have their children in a regular class of Bible instruction. We call it Sunday school, children's church, and those things. Take advantage. Let us have a part in helping you to disciple your children. And secondly, to know all these things, to build the kingdom, to make disciples, we need the power of Jesus, the Holy Spirit. We're to be more than moral humanists. We are to be more than moral humanists, good people who work really hard to make good things happen, more than that. We believe that Christ in us is the power to change. Christ in us is the power to transform. The Holy Spirit is the only one who can change hearts, communities, and nations. And so our role every day is to surrender and yield our lives to that Holy Spirit. Because of that, we will have lofty goals of achieving the impossible. The scriptures make incredible statements of the power of faith, the power of prayer, the power of the word, the power of the Holy Spirit. Let us agree to refuse to live down to the level of our experience, but always seek to live up to the vision of Jesus Christ. The vision Jesus gave the disciples, the vision the first followers had in the book of Acts. To do this, we will need to live in the scriptures, yield our bodies, our mind, our spirit daily and surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ, to put on the armor of God, to learn to listen to his promptings. I hope some of you are practicing the presence of God. And for me, that means frequently in the day, I say, God is with me and he is at work. And so I'm looking for it. I'm listening for him, and I'm loving him. WWLLL, it kind of looks like III, World War III. There you go. For my own enjoyment and my memory. So I preached that 3 months ago, but I still think about it. God is always with me, always at work. I'm looking for him, I'm listening for him, and I'm loving him. We pray for our nation, not so that we can have more stuff. If you're praying for our nation so that you can continue to enjoy a good life, you've missed the boat. But realizing that with all its flaws, Christians in America are still the driving force to take Jesus to the world. And so pray for our nation that we will be able to do so. The sandwich. Make disciples. Do it by going, baptizing, and teaching with the promise that he has all authority to send us and he is always with us. Thank you, Lord, for bringing these things to our mind. Use them, grow us. If your command to us is to be making disciples, I pray that we will do well at that and that many of our children will grow to serve you well, that we'll be able to bring lost people to you and grow in them a passion for Jesus and a passion for getting out the message of Christ to our world. Use our congregation. You said to us 30 years ago when we came that you were going to relight the light of Christ from this church. Do so, strengthen it, give it a great impact on this community, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.